Which speech will it be? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. President Bush's next move in Iraq is the mystery of the moment. He says he's received the message from the Iraq Study Group, but it's pretty clear he doesn't like it, probably because it's missing a very important phrase.
Nothing less than complete victory.
My guess is the president won't give his big speech until his speechwriters include those words. And according to the Los Angeles Times, the victory option is exactly what the generals at the Pentagon are presenting to him today. Here's how it would work. American forces would do what Iraqi forces haven't, confront the 60,000-man Shiite army of Muqtada al-Sadr in Baghdad and beat them. Confront the Sunni death squads in Anbar province and beat them. And then, with the religious fanatics out of commission, start flooding Iraq with job offers for idle young men to get them off the streets and back into those abandoned factories. It's been dubbed the double-down option because it's a gamble and because it would require at least 40,000 more U.S. troops. Now, I'm sure many of you think the president would be crazy to do this because it flies in the face of the Iraq Study Group's recommendation to put diplomacy ahead of weaponry. But if you were president, which kind of speech would you want to give? One that sounds like James Baker?
If you implement the recommendations we make, the chances for success will be improved.
Or would you prefer to go on TV and give a speech that sounds like this guy?
We have been described as a nation of weaklings. Let them tell that to the Marines.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.